we're all hustlers. I mean, the name of your podcast is Hustlers, Online Hustlers. We all want to do something. We don't want to just sit there and waste time. And I remember I was like, why am I wasting this time? Like, what else can I do? What else can I do? And so that's when things changed.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade.
Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, what's going on, everyone that is listening to these episodes on the Real Estate Online Hustlers Podcast, where we go over REI marketing and conversion. We bring in diamond type players, people that are in the field, they're doing their stuff, they're actually playing the game while they're teaching the game, or they're doing great stuff for real estate investors, wholesalers, real estate entrepreneurs. We brought in here tech entrepreneurs. The last episode was a tech entrepreneur. In this episode, we have a service entrepreneur, but he's also a real estate investor, and he is also going to be a tech entrepreneur.
That's the plan.
Anton here is a great guy to learn from. He comes from a company that he founded with three other people, right?
Yep.
REI Call Center. And they have 300 virtual agents, call center of 300 people, and all of these people are remote. So, like, let's take this in. First of all, that's a lot of people. Second, they are remote, all right? So, like, really mastering the remote art, it's also a challenge that a lot of people are trying to figure it out, because, you know, you think that everything needs to be in-house, in place. And at the same time, they've been helping a lot of real estate investors and wholesalers close five-figure and six-figure deals every single month. So Anton here, I'm so happy to have you here, man. We don't really know each other as much. We met in Scale and Escape.
That's right.
We did meet in Scale and Escape, and I've seen you go in different events now, and just putting yourself out there is very recognizable. The red, I love the red of the REI Call Center here for people that want to see it. And this podcast is red, so it definitely goes with it. But man, hey, tell me where you guys are coming from, where you specifically coming from in terms of the real estate or before real estate.
Awesome. First of all, thank you for having me, Esteban. Like you said, we don't really know each other, so I'm really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit more in this podcast. But my name is Anton, guys. I come from Russia. I moved to this country when I was 11 years old. I studied in Arizona, and then I moved to Miami, Florida, where now Esteban lives as well. That's how we connected back about 11 years ago. I got my MBA. I thought I was going to climb the corporate ladder, as everybody knows about me, and then things changed when COVID hit. Thank God. I'm always going to say that COVID is probably going to make the most amount of millionaires than we had in history, probably, just because it opened so many eyes and opportunities and different it gave you time to actually think. To be honest with you, I got lucky because it gave me the time to stop traveling for my W-2 and really just sit in these four walls of my office and really think about what else can I do to add more value to myself, to my family, to my community. And that's how I started investing in real estate. I said, you know what? That's something that everybody always has in the back of their mind. I'm sure that you guys are listening to this podcast. You always have been thinking or are thinking right now into going into real estate, but something just hasn't really worked in the past, whether it's, you know, we read too much books, we're in analysis paralysis stage. Maybe we don't have time. Maybe our families just take over our lives. And I'll be honest with you, I got lucky that I was listening to the podcast, reading the books, but I never took that step. And then the COVID situation changed everything for me. And, I said, you know what? Now is the best time to do this. I didn't know where to start. So I joined a community. Back then it was called Rat Race to Fi. It was a mastermind. And one thing that I'm going to tell you, Esteban, and to your listeners, to your mentees, is that you guys are already getting around people that are doing great things like Esteban. And if you can do anything to improve and grow, is just get around individuals that are successful, that are doing things like Esteban, like myself, and just reach out. We'll be more than happy to do, which is invest in real estate. Again, I didn't know where to start. They asked me back then, where do you think you want to start? And my question back then was, I wanted to get into house hacking, because that was the house hacking today. But all it is you buy a property and then you let other people rent out your rooms, and they live in your apartment or your house or your duplex, and then you pretty much live for free. That was just one of my answers, because I thought that was a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a property. I didn't know where to even start. And then one night we had a guest speaker come on the call, because they had calls every single week. And his name is Gonzalo Corzo. I would highly recommend to get him on this podcast. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida. He's a really good friend of ours. He's a client of REI Call Center. He has at one point he had like 29 callers with us. But guys, this guy is 27 years old. He's got more employees than his age. Last year he made $4 million in assignment fees, wholesale assignment fees. I'm not sure if your listeners know about wholesaling too much, but we can get into it. But for those of you who do, $4 million in assignment fees is a crap load of money in the wholesaling business.
Yeah. Right?
That is not your commission. That is just the difference that you make from buying a property and then selling it to an investor, which is really freaking hard. Most of his, just to let you know, guys, I know a lot on social media, we do, and the name of this show is to make 5-6 figures in wholesaling or 5-6 figures in real estate, which is great, which is the future. But don't be discouraged that most of his assignment fees, if you go to his office, he's got a board of his closings. Most of them, Esteban, are like $1,200, $3,000, $2,500, $750, right? But they're smaller assignment fees. Of course, he's got a couple of $20,000, $10,000, $15,000. But if you look at the overall picture, they're small assignment fees. Mm. And this is important for you guys to know, that if you start with anything, it doesn't matter if it's wholesaling or any business, those small wins, they matter and they add up at the end of the year. $4 million, that adds up really, really quick on those smaller assignments.
Which market? Was it Detroit or?
No, he was actually in Jacksonville. He's only doing Jacksonville. He's the largest wholesaler in Jacksonville. It's him and his business partner, Dom. But again, 27 years old, started, and he came on our call. And next day, I just got hooked.
What was your name again?
His name is Gonzalo Corzo. Check him out on Instagram. He's a wealth of knowledge. And like I said, if he's ever in Miami, I'll definitely hook you guys up so you guys can do this for your listeners, because he's just a wealth of knowledge and he's a really, really good guy. Let him know that I sent you and he'll be more than happy to connect. But he's a wealth of value.
Awesome. So, all right. So let's go back to when you were in... during COVID, and it's basically a lot of people actually gave a lot of momentum during COVID, because it was like, this is the time. Yeah. Either you got laid off, either you had the opportunity to quit, had a lot of time in your hands.
Yeah.
So what was it like? What was it like before that you did real estate, and then like, what were the steps that you took once COVID hit?
Gotcha. So before, I was working as a W-2, and my job was actually pretty exciting. I was traveling all over the world, guys. I spent about 6-7 months a year on average outside of Miami, and I would travel to countries all over Europe, Russia, of course, because I speak Russian, South Africa, Middle East. I was just traveling, and you know, I was young, living the dream. It was great. I was making six figures. I was making a pretty good amount of money. I'm not bragging. It's just what it was, and I got lucky. I don't want to say I got lucky, but I did work for it, and I had fun. And then COVID hit and nobody traveled anymore. Nobody wanted to have you visit them. So like I said, I just had too much time on my hands. I couldn't travel anymore. So I was just sitting there. And I'm sure all of the listeners of this podcast that will listen later or that are on live right now, I'm sure each and every one of us has this burning need to be active, to do things, right? We're all hustlers. I mean, the name of your podcast is Hustlers, Online Hustlers. We all want to do something. We don't want to just sit there and waste time. And I remember I was like, why am I wasting this time? Like, what else can I do? What else can I do? And so that's when things changed. And that's when I got around a group of people that were doing real estate. And to continue on Gonzalo, after he came on that night as a guest speaker, I just got crazy about wholesaling. I got so intrigued about wholesaling. Like, that's what I want to do. Wholesaling is probably, for those of you, if you're not in real estate, I would highly recommend to look into it, because it's probably one of the hardest ways to get into real estate, but it's also one of the most humbling, because you get to understand the whole process of a deal, from finding the seller, putting the property under contract, finding the buyer, and then selling that contract to a buyer, right? You don't need to go ahead and, if you don't have the money, a lot of people say, well, I don't have the money to invest in real estate, or I don't have the time. Wholesaling, the only thing you need is time. You just need a little bit amount of money, little bit amount of money to start. But the thing that you really need the most is time.
Yeah.
And then you have investors out there who don't have that time, that will pay you a premium for you to get an off-market deal at a discount. And that's what wholesaling pretty much is.
Yeah. Okay. So when you started your wholesale business, was it like so I'm starting to learn, starting to get education and everything. Obviously, you figure out that you needed marketing. Did you start looking outside of the country, like remotely virtual people that could potentially help you call these lists that ultimately could potentially have off-market properties that could potentially have sellers that want to sell their property? Like, or how did the entire concept of the REI call center came to your head? Because you must have had some experience, or your partners might have some experience. Like, how did that all evolve?
Yeah, great question. And so wholesaling it requires you to step outside your comfort zone, right? So once you get into wholesaling, by the way, guys, if you're listening, please don't pay thousands of dollars out there as Esman. I don't know who you know, but wholesaling is a simple. It's not easy, but it's a simple business. And one of the best ways to find off-market deals is cold calling, right? So really all you got to do is pull a list through PropStream, skip trace that list, which means get the phone numbers and emails, and honestly, just pick up the phone and start dialing. And that's what I did. And that's what Gonzalo told me. That's how wholesaling works. It's simple. It's not easy. So I pulled a list. I skipped trace that list and I started dialing. For anybody who did any sort of cold calling out there will understand how a kick in the face of experience that is, right? We all think we're all pretty good communicators and talkers on the phone, but when you start talking to distressed sellers, and we're talking about going after people that are in some sort of a distress, whether they had a death in the family, the property has been vacant, there's so much back taxes, right? There's problems going on in their life. They don't really want to listen to you or talk to you much, right? Yeah. Especially after you tell them that you're going to pay 70 cents or 60 cents on the dollar for their property, right? Yeah. So your job is to cold call them, introduce yourself, ask them questions about the property to put it under contract at 60 to maximum 70 cents on the dollar for that property. And you hear a lot of people screaming at you, yelling at you. And it's a really, really, really not the funnest experience. I would highly recommend for those who are interested in wholesaling to at least give it a shot. Don't come to REI call center right away. REI call center, what we do is we hire professionally trained cold callers who will do the cold calling for you and send you the warm and hot leads. That's our little spiel. But I would highly recommend that you do try first 50 phone calls, Esteban. Do it on your own.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone and make those dials. You will understand how much work, grit, how much time it takes. That time is valuable. Time is probably the only thing that we have, to be honest with you. Money is one thing, but for me, time is always the most valuable thing for me. So how much time you spend on trying to communicate with these sellers. So it's not the best producing ROI activity that you can do, but it's definitely a humbling experience for you to understand what it takes.
Yeah.
Right. So I started doing that on my own. And can I use profanity on this podcast?
Go for it, man.
All right. So, and I eventually said, fuck this. I'm sorry. Like I'm spinning my wheels. I did about 100 cold calls after my W-2. So I did about 2 hours a night, just cold calling, talking to these distressed sellers, getting yelled at, screw yourself.
And you never done cold calling
before? Never done cold calling. Never done cold calling.
But you knew it was like, okay, you got to be done. Like, it has to be done.
It has to be done. I'm either going to pay thousands of dollars in mailers, and mailers are great, but I'll tell you one thing, guys. If you're thinking about mailers, they're great, but they're expensive. So what I would do is I would cold call the properties first, and then the properties that you got the leads on that somebody's interested, then you can start sending the mailers, right? Yeah. So you are more of a sniper approach.
Yeah.
But cold calling is probably the least expensive way to start generating leads.
Yeah, 100%. It's the least expensive, also great profit margins, right? So if you really, first, one volume. You need to practice to keep talking to sellers and keep talking to homeowners, getting your lead flow going, and you want like high profit margins. Outbound is the way to go. I always, because we are inbound company, so I always tell our clients, hey, if you don't have an outbound system with your inbound, you're probably gonna feel like, I'm not talking to so many people. I'm not having lead flow, because like you gotta spend a lot of money if you want to have a good amount of lead flow with PPC or Facebook ads. You have to spend a lot of money in order to have like the lead flow that you need in order to like feel that you're actually talking with a lot of sellers and that you're actually getting a lot of opportunities. So outbound provides that, which is cold calling. Like you're gonna get, you're gonna go through a lot of people, right? And then from those people, there is another filtration. Those people that are potentially could be qualified, and then those people that could potentially be qualified, where you could end up on an agreement, or you could end up following up with them. But like the feeling, and also the having the numbers of a good amount of people is there. It's just lead flow. And once you get a property on the contract and you close a deal, it's a huge profit margin. So always combine outbound and inbound. I always tell this to my clients, and I tell them, hey man, if you want the best cold calling done for you, mm-hmm. service, program, or whatever, go to people like REI Call Center, because you probably don't have the capacity to maintain, manage, train, lead. A cold caller yourself. It's because it's hard. Trust me, it's not an easy task to first know the systems for the person, to onboard them. It's, you know, basically do a skill ascension, train them every single day or train them every single week, mm-hmm. and then retain them, because there's going to be a lot of turnover if you don't know what you're doing, right? 100%. So that's where you guys come. So with REI Call Center, so you guys also keep all your cold callers sharpened every single day. How does that work? Like when you guys are finding someone, where you guys look for someone? Like, is it Mexico? Is it like Egypt? Is it like South Africa? Where you guys look for someone, and how do you keep them consistent?
Yep. Great question. And I agree with you 100% how you got to combine both inbound and outbound. Yeah. All we do 100% is outbound. But and then you bring somebody like yourself to help you with inbound marketing. So 100% agree with that. That's a great point. How we hire people, how we manage them. You said it 100% right, that it is one thing to hire somebody. It is another thing to train them, manage them, and then keep them, mm-hmm. so that they are developed, so that they don't go and work for somebody else after you spend all this time and money on developing that guy, right? Or that lady. So we have both female and males, cold callers, amazing people. All of them are from Egypt. And I will tell you right now that if you would have told me 2 years ago that I would be working with 300 Egyptians, I would have told you, what planet are you from? Because that probably doesn't sound right. Because whenever you're thinking about cold calling or any sort of virtual assistance, you think about Philippines, you think yeah. about somewhere other than Egypt. And we did start in Latin America. We did start at hiring in Mexico, Costa Rica, Colombia, Venezuela, Bolivia, and Nicaragua. We had a bunch of callers there. And the reason why is because of the language, mm-hmm. one. I'm in Miami, Florida. You know how important yeah. it is to anyone.
You spoke to me in Spanish.
Un poquito, sí. Un poquito. Necesito practicar más. Pero, but yeah, so Spanish was a big thing for me. But we didn't really experience that much success with callers from Latin America. And I know there's some cold calling companies out there that have cold callers from Latin America, which is great. I'm not, you know, phenomenal, whatever works. But for us, it was just not enough grit, not enough dedication. I knew I didn't want to go to Philippines. Nothing against Philippines. Like, again, it's just, again, about having the work ethic. For me, it's really important. Being the CEO of a company, for me, it's really important to build a culture, the team, and just the growth for these individuals. It's not just hiring somebody. Hopefully, they stay. They leave. You have to go through the whole process again. Because that's what happens in the beginning. That's how REI Call Center got started, right? So I said how shitty it was to cold call myself. Let me hire this shit out. So I started hiring in Latin America, and I started just in Jamaica. Actually, we had a couple of ladies that were actually pretty good. Hired them on, trained them, put them on the script. I went through maybe 15, Esteban, maybe more, just they come in and out, right?
Yeah.
Because again, it's not an easy business, just like you said. And second of all, it's just, it requires a specific type of person.
Yeah.
Finally found somebody, finally did my first deal. My first deal, guys, was $7,500 assignment fee. I thought I was the richest freaking wholesaler in the world. I thought I hit a jackpot. This was great. This works. Again, assignment fees. I know on the internet, you might see on social media that, hey, $20,000, $40,000 assignment fees. Those happen, but those don't happen as much as smaller assignment fees. $7,500, $5,500, $2,000 assignment fees. Those small wins count. So my $7,500 assignment fee, I was like, I'm on it, man. My next goal was $12,000. My biggest assignment fee that I've ever done, Esteban, is $9,000. And I'm saying that humbly because that's perfectly fine. My first year, I did $56,000 in assignment fees. I thought that was great. But again, the biggest deal that I've ever done was $9,000,
mm-hmm.
which is great, right? The biggest deal that we've done with REI Call Center with one of our clients, I think you put it in your notes, was a six-figure deal where it was over $100,000, where we found the deal, put it under contract through our acquisition managers and helped them dispo it. We'll talk about that maybe later. But to go back to your question on how we hire them in Egypt, I have a whole team of recruiters. We have seven recruiters on staff who all they do is just look for dedicated talent. Yeah. Exactly. Look for talent. Once the talent comes in, we do an intensive interview. They go through a 7-day unpaid training.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important because that shows us their dedication.
Yep.
And then after the 7-day training, they get put on a mock campaign for another 7 days, which means it's not actually us dialing for a client, but it's just some data that we will pull and then we just dial just for us to gauge their experience. After that, then we'll put them on the client. Right. So we have three different types of cold callers, or I guess outbound positions. Number one is your traditional cold caller. That is our bread and butter. Right. We have 70% of our company is just that. And it's one on one. Right. So it's one client to one cold caller. We try to make sure that it is that you as a client can connect, can interact, can maybe even train if you have a specific way of doing things, your cold caller. We do like to rotate them just so that so that you can experience different types, right? We don't want to just give you a cold call and say, here you go, Esteban, enjoy. No, we want you to be happy. We want you to be. So that's why we always have cold callers being trained and hired, always being trained on staff. We do, unfortunately, I have to mention this, but we do let go about 10% of our workforce, either on a monthly or at least on a quarterly basis, where we just have to just let go of the laggards. You have to do that, right? Because you definitely want to have, first of all, that passion from the people, knowing that the ones that are doing good, they stay with us.
Yes.
Most of our cold callers stay with us for months, if not years, right? And then they get promoted to acquisitions. Mm-hmm. That is our second level of cold calling. Acquisitions is a different department that you can also hire, which means that after you got a property, a seller that is interested in selling their property, then you can either A, follow up on them yourself, which is if there's any secret in wholesaling, it's just follow up.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to it. It's the more grit you have to follow up, the more successful you're going to be. That is it.
Yeah.
So a lot of our clients get the leads, for example, that don't have acquisition managers. And again, they don't have the time, they don't have the knowledge, or they just don't want to do the follow up. And guys, just for those out there, it takes anywhere between 7 to 12 touches, which is follow-ups, before somebody says, yes, I'm interested in selling, before they sign on the dotted line. So don't be discouraged if after the third, fourth, fifth follow-up, they still beat around the bush, right?
Yeah.
You definitely don't want to spend your time with sellers that are just wasting your time, and you will notice those, forget those. But in general, guys, these people are selling their properties to you over the phone, right?
Yeah.
So it takes a little bit out of them. So acquisition managers, and those guys are somebody who has worked with us for at least 3 to 6 months. We know that they're great on the phone, and then their job is to focus more on building rapport, identifying more of the pain, making offers, right? And you always want to anchor the offer. It's called an anchor just because anchors go, it's like a ship has an anchor, the lowest that you're going to give them. So that's important, to anchor the offers. A lot of people don't feel comfortable doing that. That's why acquisition managers are necessary. And then actually putting properties under contract. And that's what happened in this $100,000 deal that I was telling you earlier. Is we had a cold caller who found the seller. We had an acquisition manager who locked it up. And then we had a disposition team, which is our third level of outbound, is finding the buyer, right? So wholesaling, you have to find the seller, put it on the contract, find the buyer so you can get rid of the contract. So we had, now we had callers that are calling buyers in the area. We have a network of buyers. We actually partner up with InvestorLift. Big shout out to them. If you've never heard of InvestorLift, check them out. But it's a platform that has millions of buyers out there. And what we do is, instead of just us sending them deals, we actually call them and say, hey, we're from REI Call Center. We have this deal that we're working on. Would you be interested? And then getting their buy box and then putting them on our buyers list. Right now we have about 1,000 people on our buyers list, verified buyers list, which means that those people we talk to, we got their buy box. You know, a lot of buyers will tell you, send me everything and anything you got. Those are not the verified buyers that we're looking for. We're looking for people that are, they know what they want. They know exactly how.
That they have a specific requirement. That,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
So, okay. One thing I'm very impressed is that the way that you guys, your company is going towards a more of a complete solution. You're going to help them with all the bottlenecks that they currently have in the business. You helping them with lead generation, which is now called, which is cold calling. You're helping them with follow-up, with lead managers, acquisition PAs as well too. Helping them with sales, right? Acquisitions managers. And now you're helping them also with the process of getting the property that is under contract, getting it assigned to a specific buyer.
That's right.
Why bother? Like, I'm impressed by it, but why bother doing all of that with someone and ultimately just not let them just do it themselves?
Great question. So you could definitely do it yourself, right? What we like to do, as I always say, my job as a CEO of REI Call Center is to work for our clients and to help you scale your business, right? Scaling, you can do it on your own. You can read the books. You can look for people, hire them, train them. Just like I said before, it takes time, right? If you're looking for a solution, I don't want to say solution in the box because I'm not sure how that sounds, but it's pretty much, that's what we're going for. We want you, Esteban, as an investor, to come to us and say, hey, I'm looking to A, wholesale deals, find deals for me to buy, right? So how do I get started, right? So we bring you on board. We have an onboarding call with you to get to know you. Right. So it's not just here's, again, as a cold caller, here's an account manager. Let me walk you through the process. Once you sign up with REI Call Center, you have an onboarding call. That onboarding call is just for us to discover who you are as an investor, how experienced you are, where are you investing, what is your buy box, what it is that you're trying to achieve, how do you differentiate between a warm lead and a hot lead and cold lead, all that good. We want to get to know you, right? That's one. Because everybody's different. Everybody has their own way. Then we assign you to an account manager. Your account manager is the person between REI Call Center and all the systems that we have in the back to help you scale your business.
Yeah.
They're there to help you succeed, right? So second person comes in, who's already trained, who's managed, who knows exactly how to talk to you based on your experience, based on what type of properties you're buying. We assign you a specific account manager. So that's the second step. Third step is we bring you on and we help you pull your list. So a lot of people say, what list do I pull? What kind of motivations? Where do I pull the list? How do I skip trace? So there's a lot of questions that you have. You can do it on your own, 100%, but it's going to take you a lot longer than just hiring somebody like us who put the systems and procedures and SOPs in place that are necessary for you to scale your business, which starts with your team. It starts with your data, the importance of your data. Our data team does internal and external research, which means that we look at all the deals our clients are doing at REI Call Center. We have about 227 clients, I think, last time I checked, and everything that's happening outside.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. And everything that happens outside of REI Call Center in terms of where deals are being done, what markets are the most active, where the cash buyer is buying, what markets are growing, right? So if you're looking to invest into a market, one of the biggest things you should look into, is it a growing market, right? You don't want to just go into a market that's Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and try to, you know, just because somebody said there's deals out there. You really want to focus here, right? Yeah. So that's why we do that research based on what you're trying to achieve. We tell you, Esteban, this is the type of list that we're going to pull for you. This is where we're going to pull it for you. And this is why. We pull that list for you. We send it over to you. You either then skip trace that list yourself. A lot of people use skip tracing out there. There's many companies out there. We recommend skipbetter.com. Shout out to skipbetter.com. But get that list skip traced. And then like we were talking about before, we assign you a cold caller that then you can decide whether that's the cold caller you want to work with, right? Then, so that's the people part, right? So there's so many things. We all hustlers. We all want to grow our businesses, but there's two parts of the business that you need to get right. Number one is the people. That's the number one thing you got to get right. You got to get the right people in the right seats on your bus going in the same direction as you. That is how we were able to scale to 300 agents, just because we knew exactly what we were looking for. So that's really, really important. So even if you don't go with REI Call Center, that's one piece of the business. The second piece of the business is your processes. You have to have a strategy, but there's a difference between having a strategy and having a strategy executed, right? Strategy is a wild guess of what you think you should do and how you should do it. But based on us having done this for the last 2 years, we know what works and what doesn't work. We've went through a lot of ups and downs and figured things that worked, that didn't work. We lost around $45,000 one month because of the system that we invested in that didn't work for us.
Yeah.
Right? That's our $45,000 mistake that we take, right? So again, really, really important. So your first is your people. Your second is your processes.
Yeah.
So you have to have the right processes in place, which is your systems, which is the way your SOPs, the way you're doing things, the scripts you use, the contracts you use, right? It's all important. We put all that in a box for you. We have a dialer that will dial up to 2,500 people for you a day. We have a CRM that we actually recommend right now. At the moment, we are building our own CRM. I was telling you earlier, but right now we recommend Asana. If you don't have a CRM, guys, get some sort of a CRM. I don't know if you have any affiliates with a CRM, but whatever it is, just get something because you definitely want to have that control of all the information that comes in. Mm-hmm. So we set you up with a CRM. What CRM you use, by the way?
Well, we use Go High Level.
Go High Level, awesome.
That's what we use, yeah.
Sweet. So we will either integrate with your CRM if you're already using a CRM, or we'll set up something for you that is, you know, that is different, but it doesn't matter. So the systems, the dialer, the CRM, your phone numbers, right? You're making 2,500 calls a day. Esteban, last month we spent $27,000 on just caller IDs. What does that mean? We buy caller IDs for our clients that we rotate 20 different caller IDs every single month. So that your phone number never gets put into spam. Why is that important? Because you want to have conversions. To have conversions, people got to pick up your phone. How many people you know who pick up a phone that says spam likely? I never do, unfortunately. But so that's why it's really important to make sure the caller IDs are there. And then of course, if you've never done wholesaling before, we walk you through the process. We have a mini course that is actually available. I can send you if you want to share it with your audience, we can share it with you for free. It's a mini course that we put together on what wholesaling is.
Yeah.
And I can definitely just
remind you. What's the link of the course? Do you remember the link?
The name?
The domain?
I don't know the domain, but I'll share
the link for you. We'll put it in the comments. We'll put it in the description for you guys to take it.
For sure. Great. Definitely. Awesome. Just remind me. I'll send you the link. So we walk you through that. And then of course you have the file vault, as I already mentioned, with the scripts, with contracts. We run office hours every single Saturday. Before this podcast, I had office hours with our clients where we just come in and you can ask us anything about your business. How can we improve, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's a system, right? It's not just a cold caller. It's not just somebody generating your leads. It's a system to scale your business.
How huge is those office hours? Because I've seen that, for example, Invest Relief has office hours as well. And a lot of call centers or agencies or programs really don't put effort into like having that outside of the program time. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't need to go into office hours. You guys don't need to you guys are for service and everything, but you choose to go live on a Saturday and go out of your way as a CEO.
Yep.
Why is that so important?
My job, like I said, is to serve our clients, to help them scale. And for me to do that as a CEO, I'll be selfish here. I do it for myself. I want to learn what your problems are. What are your challenges? How can we do better? How can we be better? So for me, as a selfish reason, I love listening to our clients' questions and their struggles or whatever they're facing. But for you as a client, I think it adds a lot of value.
Yeah.
You can come in and you can, like you said, the CEO of the company jumps on every single Saturday to answer all of your questions, right? We have four values. One of them is transparency and integrity. We want to be Anything you ask us, we want to answer that. And that's how REI Call Center operates internally, externally. And that is why we are the number one cold calling company, I believe, Esteban, in the nation.
Love that. Hey, man. So you come obviously from an immigrant family.
Yeah.
Right. How long you been in the country?
So I've been in the U.S. since I was 11. So 24 years now, my guy.
24 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I've been in the U.S. since North America since 2007.
North America. Where were you before?
I was in Canada before this.
Okay.
And then after I moved to Canada, I moved to Detroit. So I moved to the north part, like, you know, ice and snow, cold. Now I'm in South Florida, like you. But how is your journey? Like, you being 24, like you're more or less 30 or something like that, 30 years old.
I'm 35, yeah.
You're 35. All right. So you came here when you were like
around 11 years old.
11 years old. Okay. It seems to me, man, like also all of your partners.
Yeah.
They have immigrant backgrounds.
Very, very true. Sure. Not all, except one. Adam Barber, he is as Nashville, Tennessee, as you can get, man. He even has that accent. He loves to go out and shooting in the back of his farm. His biggest dream is to get like a bajillion acres in Tennessee. But yeah, so that's Adam Barber. My other two business partners are Felipe Mejia and Diego Corzo, who are both immigrants. Felipe is from Mexico. Diego is from Peru. Diego is actually a dreamer. He lives in this country legally, but he cannot leave this country.
I have family members like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane, guys.
Yeah.
Esteban, he paid, I think, $160,000 in taxes last year.
Wow.
And they won't give him. I mean, that kind of stuff just blows my mind. But yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, he's a hustler. And I know that's the name of your podcast, but all of us in this business, I believe, are hustlers. And being an immigrant, seeing quote unquote the other side, I'm sure you can relate. And for those of you who are listening, I'm sure you can relate. Seeing how different and how much more difficult it is out there than it is in this amazing country, and how easy this country makes it for you to become independent and become who you really want to become, right? I mean, U.S. is probably one of the hardest working countries that I've ever seen. But the problem with the U.S. With 80% of people is that they're so bogged down with their W-2 and they live in this world of not exploring themselves, not exploring the possibility of growing. So that's why I love coming on things like this. When you hit me up, I was like, dude, 100%, because you are trying to develop that, you know, that want, that need of people to hustle to get what you want. Because honestly, this is the easiest and best country to do so.
Well, 100%. Do you know Patrick Bet-David?
I love Patrick.
I love Patrick. He's an immigrant too from Iran. And I met him like maybe 2 months ago in Cold Grown Mastermind. And the guy's a great inspiration. He built one of the biggest agencies for financial professionals. Mm-hmm. And he got into tech too and everything. He has a great podcast, Valuetainment. But it's great to learn from him. He comes from immigrant family. Like, he's from Iran. And the guy, like, what he talks about is all the time, if you're in the US, if you're born in this country, you have to realize that this is the best country of opportunities for the time that you can put into learning, applying, and whatever it is that you learn. And the ROI of it is one of the biggest in the world. All right. You can apply the hustle, you can apply knowledge in other country like Colombia, but you're not gonna get the same return as if you are applying it in the US. US has like, first of all, the dollar is one of the most powerful currencies in the world. And the opportunities here to make a lot of money, to have a great living more than average, is just there. But anyways, like, I see it there because when we come here as immigrants, bro, we see hope, right? We see the hope. We see that we can just really work hard, grind. We also can prove that I come from a really great country, and we can prove that we can also be successful. So there's a lot of things that push me there. Obviously, I want to help a lot of people too. But I think that Americans are born here and they become like, I don't know, like start complaining, comfortable, and the, you know, like it's so soft and everything hurts. And it's just, I don't know, there's something going on there. But also another thing I wanted to touch base on is, so I live in Toronto.
Okay.
And there's a lot of diversity in there. Okay. So much. Like, if you go to Toronto, you're not going to find like a pure, pure Canadian there. Like, it's just hard. It's rare. Mm-hmm. Everyone is from Italy, Portugal, Iran, Egypt, Arabic, Asian. Like, there's a lot of diversity in there. Oreo is just doing a pedicure. Oreo.
He's a lover, man. That's, yeah. That's funny.
And
yeah, 100%.
And so you're hiring Egyptians, and you talked about how they are like, they have this grit, they have this. I met so many Arabic people, and yeah, you're right, man. When you meet them, they're like, they have this like charisma, and they have also this drive, or like their demeanor is like, it's just different than someone, for example, in, and nothing wrong with Philippines. I love Philippines. Their machines are amazing. People, I have several people from Philippines, mm-hmm. but Egyptians, they're from the Arabic culture. They just have something that will 100% be impactful in the sales acquisitions world. So it's great that you're hiring, you know, from Egyptians.
100%. Just a quick shout out to Egyptians. I mean, we actually have some clients that are Egyptians. Tarek, I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Flipping 101.
Yeah.
HDTV show. He's one of our clients.
Tarek El Moussa.
Tarek El Moussa, yeah. So they are one of the most hardest working people that I've ever had a chance to work with. I mean, especially on the phone, they're ruthless. Esteban, they were, when I first started hiring Egyptians, we were just having a laugh every single time we would listen to their recordings, because you would have a homeowner just see saying some of the most, you know, deceiving, I mean, just the worst things to you on the phone. Stop calling me, get a real job, you blah, 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 this and this and this and this and this. And then the agent on the other end would be like, thanks, ma'am. Do you have anybody else that might be interested in selling their home? Like, just with the most uplifted and energetic tone of voice, not let it, you know, have them get affected by this.
Yeah.
And you're right. And the reason is because Middle East, for those of you who don't know, I mean, yes, we do have countries like beautiful Saudi Arabia, Qatar, but Middle East in general, like countries like Egypt, for those of you who don't know, Egypt just had the revolution, right? They're always in conflict. So they're always like, they're always striving to be and do better. And all they want is opportunity. And they are just, once they see this opportunity, man, I was so shocked how much of a hustlers they are. Yeah. They're more hustlers than I am. I can call them right now, any time of night or day. Right now it's only 10 p.m., but I can call them at 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning. They're always working. I don't think they ever sleep, man. I really don't know how they sleep. But yeah, so we have 300 of them. And like you said, nothing against other nationalities. It's more about just the type of work that we do. Our work and our number one focus is cold calling, outbound marketing.
Yeah.
And that takes a specific type of
person.
Yeah, person.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why Egyptians are good at what they do. So
I love that. I was asking you before the podcast, kind of like, out of the four, first, you guys are four partners, and yep, it's hard to have partnerships, it especially is. So many four, like you're already like on the border, like I'm like, whoa, like so many decision makers or like so many people in there, but like how do you deal with it? How is that partnership, and ultimately like who are you in the partnership, like what's your role? I know you're the CEO, but
cool. Yeah that's a great question, by the way, because not many people talk about these things, just because I guess it's frowned upon when you say it's difficult to work with partners, but partnerships as them are hard. They're hard. I never had partners in businesses before. But you have, you know, it's like a family, you know, you have your good days, you have your bad days, but the most important thing about a partnership is A, integrity. Always say what you say. Be able to have hard conversations. Be okay with having hard conversations, and be actually encouraged to have more of hard conversations, right? Don't try to beat around the bush. You have to say it how it is and have those hard conversations, because at the end of the day, they're going to make you better. But the way that we all morphed into this, to be honest with you, I love each and every one of my partners. Yes, I say it's hard. I say we have our days, but at the end of the day, we know that we're working towards the same vision, towards the same goal. We are on the right bus that have the same vision. We meet every single quarter, even though I'm in Miami. We actually live in different places. Diego's in Austin, Felipe and Adam are in Nashville. So we always have remote meetings, but every single quarter we meet for a quarterly meeting. This quarter, we're actually going up to Jacksonville to see Gonzalo. And we're throwing an event, by the way, for REI Call Center members only, my guy. I'm sorry, but we kind of want to, it's a free event. It's a free event that we rent the Airbnb. We bring the food. We tell them it doesn't cost you anything. Just come, right? Mm-hmm. Come and network. And for those of you out there, take advantage of those kinds of things. If you ever get a chance to be part of an event that is, hey, maybe you have to pay for it. I guarantee you're going to get something out of it that's going to change your life, and B, because you're around other hustlers.
Yeah.
But B, it's free. So
so you're bringing the entire team or your members, your entire team?
No. We open it up. So our goal is to do every quarter to do one of these meetups, and they're going to be all over the United States. But our goal is to, like I said, it's going to be completely free. We're going to rent the Airbnb. We're going to cover the food. Just come there. And it's only up to 20 first signups.
Yeah.
And the reason is because it's an Airbnb. We can only fit so many people, right? So we rent out a huge mansion, but 20 people is the most that you can fit to be comfortable. But like I said, we're going to do them in different times of the year, in different areas. So if you didn't make it to this one, you're going to make it to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But partnerships, going back to my partners, to your questions on partnerships, the way that we structured, the way that we made it all fit is you have to identify your role and you have to act in your zone of genius. The book by Patrick Bet-David that you were talking about earlier, his book, The Next Five Moves, one of the best books I've ever read. I highly recommend it. It's called Your Next Five Moves. And it talks about how business is a game of chess, not checkers. And it's like you have to put your next five moves today, not tomorrow, because if you don't, your competition will. But amazing, amazing book. It was actually written during COVID. So he has a lot of COVID relationships in there. But anyway, another great book is The Great Leap, it's called. And a very, very, very short book. I highly recommend it to you and your listeners. And it talks about how you need to operate in your zone of genius, right? And for those of you out there, we all know that there's one thing that we do that we're really freaking good at. And we all know that there's some things that we do, or most things that we do, we just suck at. But we try to push, right? So going back to that conversation about why hire us, right? Nobody likes cold calling. And if somebody likes cold calling, man, I give you a thumbs up because you're probably one of the very, very, very few. But more power to you.
I like the outcome.
Right?
Of it.
Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. But the process, the ROI, as you were talking about, it's crazy. So stay in your zone of genius, right? So we understood that concept. It was great that we were able to have this conversation and we understood that, you know what? This is how we're going to run this. We're all going to stay in our lane, in our zone of genius. For example, Felipe's zone of genius is sales. If you guys follow Felipe Mejia online, you guys know he's a great sales guy. He runs our sales team. So that's him. So he is our VP of sales. That's all he does. He doesn't get involved in anything else except growing our sales team and making sure that our sales team has everything they need and our clients are satisfied because retention is part of sales, right? So retention is huge for us. So that's what he does. Diego Corzo is what we're talking about. He's a DACA recipient. Freaking again, follow him on IG, Diego Corzo. He's a really smart guy and he's our CFO. Right. So he does everything related to numbers.
Yeah.
Anything related to budgeting, anything related to forecasting, nobody jumps in. Even myself as a CEO, I'll let him stay in his lane. Right. So that's Diego. Adam Barber, as I said, the Nashville, Tennessee guy, he's more of a client relations, right? Because most of our clients are from the United States, they're from all over the place. So he does. Client relationships. He runs our data team. He's very analytical as well. So that's what he does.
The client success team.
Client success team, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then myself as a CEO, I knew that's what I was good at, right? I got an MBA.
Oh, pause. One sec. He just had a bad nightmare.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was somebody outside. Myself as a CEO, I got an MBA. I always knew I wanted to run a company. My zone of genius is to building teams, putting the right people in the right seats, as I call it, on the bus from good to great, Jim Collins book. But and that's what I do. I build a team. I make sure that our processes are there, and everybody stays in their lane. Nobody, and that just works great, Esteban, because we meet, we talk about our zones of areas that we're working. Everybody gives a thumbs up if there's any questions. Like I said, if we have to have a hard conversation about something, like the $40,000 investment that we made and we lost money on, you know, whatever, right? We all have to be involved in those big decisions. Yeah. But as long as you communicate, as long as you are true, right? Integrity and transparency is huge. We have four core values in the company. Those core values were thought about by us, and we really, really huge. I know how core value sounds wiffy, waffy, whatever, but guys, if you guys ever read Traction, if you ever want to grow your business, read a book called Traction. I'm a huge reader, man, but that's why I name all the books. Traction is a huge book. I don't know if you ever read it, but it talks about the EOS system, which is an entrepreneurial organizational system. And it talks about how the first thing you should really get together on and be on the same page with as partners, as an organization, are your core values,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are the things you have to abide by no matter what, right? Our core values are customer focused. We always want to make sure we are customer focused. We want, like I was telling you before, how we don't want to just give you a service. We want to tailor it to you, right? So our customer focus is our number one. Our number two is transparency and integrity, as we were just talking about now. Number three is a huge one. We just spent this whole week talking about this with my team. We do daily huddles, by the way, with our team, which is great. And I highly recommend that to you guys.
Yeah.
And continuous improvement of self and company.
Love it.
The reason why I say self first is because it starts with you. You guys are listening to the show. You're following Esteban. You're reading all these books. You have to improve yourself before you can improve others, before you can add value to others. That's why it's continuous improvement of self and company, right? So how can we be better and do better every single day? I tell my team every single day, my job is to develop your talent and passion for always knowing that there's a better way. No matter what you do, there's always a better way of doing things. And I want you guys to wake up every single day, come to this work. We just had this conversation yesterday. Come to your place of work and figure out what is the better way. And I don't care if you're a cold caller or if you're an operations manager or COO. I don't care what your role is. You must have that mindset. And it's not just about passion and talent. It's your mindset and attitude to always do better and be better for yourself first and for the company. I will be behind you every single day. I don't care how bad you mess up. If you were trying to improve and figure out a way how to do better, I'll always stand by you and say, you know what? Great, let's move on and make things happen. And the fourth value, of course, is keeping it fun. You always got to keep it light. You don't want to be serious all the time. And I mean, problems are going to happen every single day, but keeping your fun is our number
four. I love that.
Core value. So, yeah.
One of our core values that it's not necessarily keeping it fun, but it's like weird wins.
What is it?
Weird wins.
Weird wins.
Weird wins.
That's a cool one. Okay.
So,
can you give me an example?
So, yeah. For example, like if you're going to pull a joke and or you're just going to do something that essentially like you find fun and you don't want to say it because I don't know what other people are going to say, like just say it, do it. And you know what I mean? Like if it's weird, if it comes out weird to others, but some people laugh and you laugh and you have fun with it, just do it, go for it. Like my partner, for example, he's a really funny guy, but he also does weird things to be funny, but everyone loves him. And every single time it comes up, he does a comeback out of it anyways. But every single time he comes up with these things, people will be like, okay, that was cool. He's a character. That means I can also, you know, bring my own personality here. Like people are not going to judge me and we're having fun, right?
That's awesome.
So Weird Wins is part of our core values. We have top core values, but anyways, one thing I noticed, man, is that no wonder it's such a successful company. Because look, even you as a CEO, even if you were to run it yourself, you're already, the way that you are, the way they like portray this message, is it's already a multi-million-dollar company. Like as a CEO, like it seems like you told me you were a visionary, but it seems like you're also a great integrator. I don't know if you ever have done that test, whether visionary or integrator, from the crystallizer test on the EOS system by,
Done the test. I've read the book Rocket Fuel.
Do the test and see.
What is it called? What's the test?
Crystallizer test.
Crystallizer test. I'll check
crystallizer
it out.
Crystallizer test. And okay. It's from Rocket Fuel, from the same guy, which is from Detroit. and see whether you're inclined towards a visionary or integrator. Yeah. Because it sounds like the way that you talk and the way that the books that you've read and the way that you're gluing everyone together, that you have a great integrator stuff.
Maybe. Right. You're probably right, man. I read the book. I want to consider myself the visionary. No, not that I want to consider myself, man. It's more about, as a CEO, you have to have that vision for your people to 100%. Follow you, right? So you always talk about where we're going, what's our next steps, what are our goals. Mm-hmm. So I always try to... not try, but I do have that mindset when I speak with my employees that it's not just do. It's about how we're going to get there, mm-hmm. right? This is what we're going to get yep. in the next 12 months, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. I'm definitely much more of an integrator than
I have a lot of integrator. I did the test. I have a lot of integrator, but like I excel a visionary. And then let me tell you one of the things that why I excel as a visionary after doing the test is that almost every single day I am bringing a new idea, like just boom, idea, and just bringing it. And sometimes I can overwhelm the team because is that the right idea? Is that the right way? And then there needs to be some sort of integrator that basically filters, be like, hey, you said 5 ideas last month that, or 10 ideas, 5 of them or 2 of them are great. Let's just not put into place, even though they're freaking amazing. Yeah. Let's not do it. Let's filter it down, slow it down. Not slow it down as like not going slow, but like let's actually focus on these things that are more priority and are going to move the needle forward to where we want to go, which is, you know, the vision of the company, right?
You definitely sound like a visionary, man. You sound like Felipe. Felipe is our visionary, the sales guy, and he's always, he would call me like a midnight too. And whenever Felipe calls at midnight, I know there's like a crazy idea.
Yes.
Here we go. It's funny. It's probably you too. You like,
yeah.
Because they come at the weirdest time.
Yeah, yeah. We're like that, man. So I love it, but at the same time, it has its up and downs, because I need someone like you for example, mm-hmm. or I need someone like my ops manager, or I need someone like my partner that does, he's my partner of remote Latinos, and he's like, okay, Esteban, this is so great, this is so amazing, but like, let's finish this. Yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of focus you on. But yeah. This is huge, man. I love how you brought that up, because for those of you guys who never read Rocket Fuel, definitely recommend it, or at least do the test, because you definitely want to know if you're a visionary or you're an integrator. Mm-hmm. Every great business, and you're 100% right, needs both. Mm-hmm. You cannot succeed just being a visionary and not have the integrator, just like you said, because you're never going to get anywhere. You're going to have all these ideas, but you're never going to finish them. And then you have the integrator who unfortunately doesn't have the ideas, but with you, he'll know how to get them to the finish line. It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the future for RI Call Center? Because... oh man, you guys are getting to lead gen acquisition, yeah. Dispo as well. Mm-hmm. Your partnership with Investor Lift.
Yep.
And you told me something about TCs, something like that.
Sure. Yep.
Vertical integration, what you guys are looking to do.
Exactly. So what we like to do, honestly, Esteban, is to have everything under one roof, mm-hmm. right? So we already have the lead generation, acquisitions, dispositions, pretty much packed down. Right. So we know what we're doing and how we're doing things. What else? And this is something that you should be asking yourself every single day, guys, as hustlers, as business owners, and anything that you guys are doing. What else are my customers paying for? Right. Or what part of the transaction that my customers go through that I could also take advantage of and offer that to my customers?
Yeah.
So there's so many things, like just like you mentioned, yeah. transaction coordinating. That's our next goal, is to get into transaction coordinating. And that's the process when you find the seller, you find the buyer. Now you have to have an attorney or a title company. And we were talking about either A, partnering up with a nationwide title company, or as we were talking about before the show, building our own. Why not, mm-hmm. right? So what else is there that our customers are already paying for that we could offer them as service and add value into? So transaction coordinating, private money lending. Right? A lot of people out there have deals, a lot of buyers out there have deals, but not enough money on the table.
Yeah.
Private money lending is our next thing. Of course, other sources like text blasting, email, to help you in your business. What else are we missing? to go into different, so that's part of the value, but also to go into different areas of outbound lead generation, solar companies, contractors, banking, healthcare, auto. I mean, like, there's so much that we can do. And honestly, Esteban, you made me think right now. I mean, why not are we not doing this in Canada? Why not are we not doing this in Dubai? We have people contacting us from Dubai saying, hey, can you do this for Dubai, in Dubai for me? My answer is why not, right? So keep asking yourself those questions once in your business. Where else can I add value in terms of what I'm already doing?
Yeah.
Right? Canada, Australia, I know was one of the ideas before, Dubai, that we can do the same thing. All it takes is just to speak to a couple lawyers locally, figure out what are the laws, and put the right people in place, put the right butts in the right seats in the bus, and say, you know what? We need to launch this in Canada. We need to launch this in whatever other English-speaking country that this could also work. And then, of course, just like you were talking about, vertical integration. So there's so much to do for REI Call Center, man. We have so many goals and aspirations, but we definitely want to become this one company under one roof for anything related to your real estate investment business. And then, of course, if you're involved in any other type.
And this is done for you, right?
Done for you. We want to keep the same type of customer-focused approach, learn it, test it, and only then offer it to anybody out there. So,
I love that, man. What would you say is one thing that you truly, truly believe that maybe some other people, they have a very separate opinion, and always stands out? Like, you have like such a strong belief about something.
That's a great question. But the first thing that comes to my mind is, I'm such a huge believer of mindset, right? And I know we have two sides. We have sides that say, oh, it doesn't matter what you think. It only matters how much work you do, is how hard you work. I've always been, I'm always going to be a believer of mindset. Whatever you put in your mind first, whatever you think about each and every single day, and how you operate in here will be how you operate out here. And you're going to have people that are on the same sides. Some people are not, but I'm a huge believer on mindset. I meditate. I visualize, right? Last year, this was crazy. But in 2020, at the end of 2021, I put it as one of my goals to fly in a private jet. Mm-hmm. That was one of my big dreams.
I've seen you manifesting it in the stories and everything.
Esteban, I swear to you, I don't know how. But I visualized, I put it on my goals at the end of 2022. Goals are huge for me. We sit down with my girlfriend every single year and go through our goals for the year, for 2023, what we want to accomplish. Goals are another thing that I think that a lot of people would disagree on. You have to put goals. Mm-hmm. And they're not only about making a lot of money, traveling. Like, you have to have spiritual goals, family goals, health goals, business goals, self-development goals. Like, you have to break those things down. Right. And I'm already right now. One of the things that I started doing this year, guys, and I highly recommend it, is at the end of my day, every single day, Esteban, today is what, the 11th of February, every single day since the beginning of the year, before I go to bed at night, I write 3 wins for the day. That's one, something that I read in the book. I forgot the name of the book, but it will come to me, but it's awesome, man. Write the 3 wins. Right, just sit down. It will take you no more than a minute to do. What are the 3 things that happened today that were just amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you, and then you go to bed.
Yeah,
you develop that mindset of going to bed with good things on your mind. Yeah. Like, you did something, no matter how small they are. Even if I went to the gym and did 1 hour of treadmill, like, who cares how small they are? Even if I just took a walk, just write those 3 wins. And like I said, I think it's going to develop your mindset. So yes, I manifested the whole private jet thing. Came out of nowhere. And I'm not going to say a word for it, right? So that's one thing that I think it's important. You have to have your mind right.
You know what's crazy? In our end of the day reports, we send out every single team member of ours internally a form from, I think it's JotForm that we use. And it's an end of the day report that asks for their KPIs, but also ask like how is their energy and what were their wins and challenges of the day. And some of them, they fill it out like at the end of the day, once if, you know, it's the shift has finished, or not the shift, but like the day has finished. Mm-hmm. Some of them at the end of the night. And I do see that some people will focus on the wins and will put like all these small wins. And I just, now that you're telling me this, I didn't think that I'm also doing them a favor, that because they have to report their wins, whether that's personal wins or like client and company wins, but they're reporting it. And now they are ultimately running it down somewhere. They're documenting it. And they're also sharing it with us, with me, with the leader, right? Or with their managers, right? And that helps them kind of evolve towards a positive mindset, towards like gratitude and being able to like fully understand and have feedback loops on what's happening with them in a daily basis and a weekly basis. So I just realized that in a way, indirectly, I'm helping our team members with that.
Man, I'm stealing that idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how you're 100% right. Why don't we push this to our team and just say, it takes a minute. Write 3 wins for the day. I don't care how small they are. Just write 3 wins. And that's awesome. I'm definitely stealing that. On Monday, I'm going back to my team. Like, now on, you have to send me 3 wins every single day.
Yeah.
That's good. No, but it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Especially at the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, we're tired. We're exhausted. We're like, oh man, we forget about how we probably had some amazing things that happened that day, right?
100%.
We write them down. It's like it builds our mindset back up. It's like, oh shit, actually today was a great day.
Yeah.
Right? No matter how small those wins are, man. So that's cool.
Huge.
I'm stealing that.
Yeah, man. Well, I admire what you're doing, man. Obviously, like, you guys have grown very fast. I mean, what, 2-3 years? Two years? 1 year?
It'll be 2 years on June 17th.
June 17th. Yeah. Holy, from 0 to 227 clients in 2 years. That is impressive. Yeah. I automatically like you because you're dating a Colombian.
Colombian
girl.
Big shout out to her. She's amazing.
You're my guy.
Thank you, man. The best. I gotta say, I'm so blown away how good of a woman or people Colombian people are. I'm gonna definitely retire there one day, managing Colombia.
You have kids?
Not yet. I know I want to have kids, but everybody tells me, man, you're on this rocket ship right now with your life, that having kids is probably.
So you've been in Medellin.
I've been to Medellin like 12 times. I've been all over Colombia. I've been to Colombia maybe 7 times.
Is she from Medellin?
She's Paisa.
She's from Medellin.
Yeah. She's a Paisita, see?
I love that, man. Okay, so for anyone that is watching, Colombia is just literally 3 hours from Miami, like flying. It's literally 3 hours. Maybe 6 hours from New York City or something like that. Super easy to get there.
Amazing. Yeah.
Like super, super easy. It's like, it's faster to get to Medellin, Colombia from Miami than to get to, let's say, Cali or like somewhere in the West Coast. It's easier, right? So go and visit and you'll see amazing
1,000%.
Things. Yes.
Oh my God. A lot of people think, oh, Colombia, dangerous, all that. Guys, oh my God. It's a paradise on earth. It's one of the best places I've ever been in. I love going back there every single time. You never feel like you're in danger. People are always helpful. People are always willing to help. Like, just even if you're in the street, you're lost, they will stop and ask you, can we help you find a place? And sure.
Like, yes.
Amazing people.
I'm so glad that you went through that.
Oh my God.
That's the best thing to actually be proud of, because it's that they do it genuinely. You know what I mean?
Genuinely, such genuine, warm-hearted people. Women, I mean, man, I'm never like, I mean, we all have our beautiful families and wives and awesome, man, such family people, right? Family is huge for you guys, especially during like Christmas time.
Yeah.
Oof, it's just like.
You went in Christmas?
No, I have never been there in Christmas, but I mean, even here, you guys get together so much. Everybody comes here, but I always want to go back. I mean, I always want to go for New Year's because Medellin, they have that. I mean, I guess it's all lit up.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, I think, I don't know if you know this, but I think in 2014, Medellin was the most innovative city in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
They won an award.
I saw that ranking. Yeah.
Right. So I guess the whole city's lit up and I'm yet to go. But my family is in Arizona every single New Year and Christmas. Not unfortunate. I love my family, but I would love to go to Colombia one time, which I think I will next year or maybe this year.
Yeah, good, man. Well, man, thank you for being here. How can people find you?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, if I can add value, guys, in any way, my Instagram handle is Anton Zrei. So A-N-T-O-N-Z-R-E-I. REI Call Center is our Instagram handle as well for REI Call Center page. But I always love to help people. I always love to even jump on Zoom calls and answer any questions you guys have, because I've been in your shoes where you don't know where to start. I'm sure all of your listeners are amazingly smart people, but you just need that, you know, that one person, like Gonzalo was for me. Gonzalo was the one that I literally, again, to just a big shout out to Gonzalo, I texted him the next day and I'm like, G, we call him G, I'll jump. Can you give me an hour of your time? And I promise you, my first wholesale deal, I'll just give you the entire prop, like the entire assignment fee. I don't care. And I was shaking when I made that text, because the guy makes freaking $4 million in assignment fees. Why would he want to talk to me?
Yeah.
That was a Friday.
And then he's a top G.
He's a top G, man. He's a top G. Like, he's such a good guy. And he gave me an hour of his time. He's like, forget about paying me. Just jump on 1 hour on Saturday at 8 a.m. Saturday morning. Are you available? Heck yeah. And he just walked me through the whole process. And man, that changed my life. So reach out, guys. Don't be strangers. But Instagram is where you can find me the best. Yeah.
Thank you. And thanks, man, here for being a podcast.
I appreciate
it. It was awesome. For again, if you guys love this, got any value, it takes about 60 seconds to leave a review, 5 stars, and a comment about it. If you loved it, tell us why. If you didn't, also tell us why. But I'm pretty sure you love this episode. I love being here and listening to Anton here, one of the co-founders of REI Call Center. Again, guys, there's other episodes as well. Go check it out on YouTube channel. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe to your channel and hit a like button to help us with the algorithm. So thank you so much for being here, Anton. It was awesome.
Thank you, Esteban.
Take care.